Alrighty then.
Good old down detector. When I hit my radio PTT button on my microphone, my old Motorola here in the cab, I just noticed all my motion lights come on. Only one brand of motion lights come on when I key up the radio. WOC8 waves 42.
Guess that Motorola's got a lot of spurious output, a lot of, what do you call that? Spurs. So, anywho, yeah, usually I hit about 50 watts on my base. It starts turning on and off the touch lamps. That's about it, though. But that's just the problem with the touch lamps, is they run by RF.
I'd pop all my, what they call those, CFI wall sockets, if I'm in the kitchen with my motos, and, you pop those circuit breakers or surge protectors, again, or they call GFOs or GFIs or whatever those little things are, they go pop, 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 and it's like, ah, doggone it, and one of them is attached to my microwave, so then I got to reset my microwave clock. I got to put up an idiot sign. Do not enter the kitchen with a radio. You're going to blow everything up.
That was a perfect double, a perfectly mixed double. That's the great thing about having, you know, a couple, three repeaters or so, or four or five linked together. Because if anyone keys up on any of them, they don't, it's just like a mixer. You can hear, you know, two people. It just sounds like they're mixed together. Which they are. But, yeah, that, you know, come to think of it, something of mine kicked off the, oh, my 10-meter rig kicked off the ground fault circuit breaker in here. That's been years ago. I don't have any 10-meter stuff in here anymore. Is that you, Donald?
And if Travis was in there, I apologize for my half of the double. And yes, Eric, it is I, the Donald.